The Shepherd's House is a non-denominational church located just a few miles from Glasgow, Kentucky, on the Edmonton Road. The Shepherd's House family invites you to Bible study on Sunday at 9 a.m., worship service at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, and the Sunday evening service at 6 p.m. Midweek service at the Shepherd's House is Wednesday at 7 p.m. The Shepherd's House family cordially invites you to any of these services.
All right, I want to welcome those that are joining us now, live streaming, TV, and radio, from wherever you're coming into our service from this morning. Welcome into our Sunday morning worship service. Got some things in the Word of God I want to share. Hopefully it will be a blessing to you. If you want to turn with us, let me make this announcement real quickly. We're going to have Vacation Bible School here at the Shepherd's House, and that's going to start July the 16th going through the 19th from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. They'll have refreshments. I'll be served each night, and come out and be with us. We'll have classes for all ages. All right, in the book of Daniel, chapter 3, Daniel, chapter number 3, I want to read some things in the Word of God. Daniel 3, verse 19 says, "Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. These men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king commanded, a commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, True, O king. He answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men, upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their heads singed, neither was their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Now in 2 Timothy chapter 2, I want to read a little bit what the great apostle Paul was saying to young Timothy. He said in verse 1 of 2 Timothy chapter 2, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the kings that thou hast heard, that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet he is not crowned except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things." Let's pray. Father, in the loving name of Jesus, coming once again before you today, thanking you, Lord, for the joy of your salvation. Thanking you, Lord, for your love and your mercy. Asking you, Father God, to touch us and minister, Lord, through us today. Father, we ask you, Lord, for the anointing of the Holy Ghost to rest upon me today. Without the anointing, I know it would be impossible, Lord, to preach the word of God. Father, asking you, Lord, to hide me behind the shadow of the cross, that no glory and no honor would come to me, Father, Lord, in the flesh, but Father, that all praise would go to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Asking you, Father, Lord, to touch, Father, our voice. Give me strength, give me air, give me the anointing today, Lord, to preach the infallible word of God. Asking you, Father, Lord, to move in our lives. We thank you for all of your grace and all of your love. And thank you for the presence of the sweet Holy Ghost that we feel in our hearts. Asking you, Father, to guide us and help us today. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we do humbly pray and ask these things today. For it's in Jesus' precious and loving name that we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for standing for the reading of the Word of God. Today, the title of the message would be Walking Through the Fire. Walking Through the Fire. Nebuchadnezzar had made a decree. He had lifted himself up. And he made a decree that no one or everyone must bow at this big image that he made. That was a false god, a statue-like thing that he had created. And when he plays the music, everybody was to bow down in the entire kingdom and worship this image that he had made. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to worship this idol, this statue that Nebuchadnezzar had made. And it made Nebuchadnezzar very angry. So he had his most mighty men that was in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I thought it was so strange how they didn't just go and get three or four to take them and bind them, but he got the strongest that he had to come against them. You know, the enemy today wants to get the strongest thing, your weakness, the strongest thing that influences you to go against God. He wants to use that, amen, to bind you, amen, and to hold you back. I'm thankful we've got a God today that loves us and that he will give us victory regardless of what that it is that we're going through. So he sent this most mighty men there to bind up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And not only was he going to throw them into the fiery furnace as he threatened that he was going to do, but he had them heated up seven times hotter than it was ever been heeded before, in order to be sure that he obliterated Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that his anger would be so strong against them that it would destroy them. Amen. Do you ever notice how that when there's something that's really got you angry, if you're killing a fly with a fly swatter, you might just take a fly swatter and go wham one time, get rid of that rascal. But if he's got on top of your chocolate cake that you just now got through making, and then you're going to be really aggravated at him, and you're going to take that fly swatter, you're going to go, you're just going to keep a beating on that fly when one lick would get it done. Amen. If you had the opportunity, you might nuke him. Amen. But anyway, amen, he was really hot. He was really mad at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. If you are a Christian, born through the Spirit and the power of God, the devil absolutely hates you. He hates the ground you stand on. He hates the horse you rode in on or the Chevrolet that you drove, whatever that you got in to church with today. He don't like anything at all about you. He wants to destroy you. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, "The God that we serve, he will deliver us. But if he don't deliver us, we're still not going to bow down to this idol that you've put up here. We only serve one God, and that's the real God, the living God. And we'll not bow down to any other kind of idol or anything else. We won't bow down to sports. We won't bow down to television. We won't bow down, amen, to sex. Won't bow down to violence. Won't bow down to anything. Amen. We're going to let the God that we know, that we serve, we're going to let him take care of us. But if he don't take care of us, I know he's got me. I know he's got my soul. I know he's going to have a better place for me one day after a while. So either way, I'm not going to serve that God. I'm not going to serve that idol. I'm not going to worship anybody except my God, the real God. Amen. So Nebuchadnezzar, oh, he was so angry. So they got them, and they had their coats on. They had their hosen on. They was fully clothed. And he heated that furnace seven times, hotter than it had ever been heated before. And he took those mighty men, and they had them take them and lead them to the fiery furnace. And when he got there, the furnace had been heated so hot that the people, the men that took Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego there to the fiery furnace, it killed them on the outside of the door. And can't you imagine what went through Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's mind? What went through their heart just before they got there to that hot, fiery furnace? But here there's something I want you to notice. God not only allowed them to go through it, he took them all the way. Not only got to it, he took them through it. Amen. So whatever it is that you're going through, if God got you to it, he's going to make a way to see you through it. It don't matter what that it is. It don't matter how bad that it is. He'll get you through it. Amen. Sometimes the battle that we're facing in life, it looks like that it's going to get us. This is going to be the big one that's going to take us down. But if you'll continue on walking through that fire. See, what could have happened? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they could have given in. And they could have ran away. Got scared before they were ever bound up and tied down to where they couldn't get free. They could have ran. They could have died of a heart attack. Even sometimes people get so scared of what's coming that they'll just keel over with a heart attack. But no. They decided, we're going to walk through this fire. God got us through this fire. I'm going to walk on. I'm going to continue to go through this hardship. I'm going to continue to go on through this time of difficulty that I'm going through right now. I'm going to walk on. I'm going to walk right on with my head up, and I'm going to face this thing that's came before me. I'm not running away from it. I'm not giving in. I'm not laying down. I'm not going to give up, but I'm going to hold my head up, and I'm going to walk through this fire. I'm going to walk right through the middle of this flame and right into the place that's been designed for me to go to. and what I've been designed to go through. Hear me for just a minute. God's very much aware of everything that you're facing in your life. He knows exactly what you're going through. He knew that this was going to turn out the way that it did before that you ever got to it. He was very much aware of that. So what did he do? He designed everything, amen, ahead of time so that you could find a way to muster on through the situation. Amen, he didn't allow this to come to destroy you. He allowed this to come in your life, amen, to toughen you, to get you ready for something better that's coming ahead of you. See, we never would be able to get through the things in life if we didn't have some challenges, amen, to toughen us up, some things to make us stronger, amen, as we go through life sometimes, amen, life brings some things before us that we don't understand why do we have to go through this, and Lord, why is this happening to me? Why am I having to do this? What did I do to deserve this? Lord, did I make you angry at me? No, God's not angry at you. No, the devil done what is going on in your life. He brought this upon you, but God's going to deliver you out of the situation. Praise God. If you've got, amen, some financial things, you may have made some mistakes, and you may be suffering financially, but it's going to teach you how to manage money. He's going to teach you how to walk on through that fire. He's going to teach you how to continue, amen, to press forward. He's going to teach you how, amen, to love, amen, and to keep on going, and to believe in the most terrible times of your life. Amen, to believe that God is going to get you through that situation. See, to walk through the fire, amen, means that I'm not going to give up. It don't matter how hot that it gets. It don't matter how bad, amen, that things gets. I'm going to continue to walk. Amen. Sometimes when you're going through a valley, sometimes all you can do is just keep pressing on. Sometimes all you can do is just to push. Now, we've all got times where things are easier than it is at other times. Sometimes there's things that's not so hard. And sometimes there's things that's pretty easy. Then there's sometimes you go through a time in your life that you're just numb. You done been kicked and broken. You done been so discouraged and so depressed and so overwhelmed. You done had people to where they're right up here. Amen, smothering you to death, having to deal, amen, with the nuts that's out there. Amen, in the workforce. Amen, having to deal, amen, with the situations of the things that you have to deal with. And all you can do is just press on. All you can do is just push. I know I've been to a place where I had to, when I preached, I had to push to get myself to go to church. I had to push to even be able to study, amen, to pray, amen, to be able to get through, amen, the situation. But I'm glad that God will get us through if we'll continue to push. Now, the way I see Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego was they had to push. They had to do some terrible pushing, amen, to continue to believe. Sometimes it's easy to believe. Sometimes it's enjoyable when you got a lot of people around and they're really excited about what God's doing in your life. It's easy, amen, to believe. Sometimes it's easy to preach when people's in there saying, amen, preach it, brother. And when they're, oh, amen. Sometimes it's not so easy. You have to push on. You got to get the message out. Amen. Anyhow, regardless of how the people react, regardless, amen, of the situation, sometimes you have to do that, amen, with other things. Sometimes you get bad news before you get some good news. Sometimes you try as hard as you can, amen, to do this thing that you're doing for the Lord. And you have a day that everything just goes kerplunk. You can't get equipment to work right. You can't get the people to do what they're supposed to do. And, you know, if you're trying to teach school, you can't get the kids to line up. And instead of lining up, you have to chase them down, get them out of the bathroom. And by the time you get them back up where they're supposed to be, you try to find the others, and you can't get anything, to go. You think I'm wasting my time. It's not doing any good. And whatever, I know how that is. But being a pastor, you put your heart and your labor into people, and they just and you pray for revival and announce it for 6 weeks, and that'll be a time that three or four families decide, well, if we're going to take a vacation, we'll just do it through revival week. You think, how am I going to get the church to grow when half of them went to a vacation? Well, Brother Jimmy, you ought to fix your revival at a different time. I tried that, and that don't work either. They changed theirs. Amen. Just so that they can get out and go somewhere. We had a revival years ago, and I was announcing it, and one of the people came to me and said, Pastor, said, we can't be here Thursday night. We're going to lay some carpet. They're going to lay carpet on Thursday night? Yeah. Said, it's the only time the carpet layer could come. I thought, I've been announcing this for 6 weeks. And that's the week that she's canceled. Oh, that ain't too big. I had another one that same week come to me and said, Pastor, we're not going to be here Tuesday night. I said, no. I said, no. Said, the Wizard of Oz is playing. And said, they only play it once a year. And we're going to stay home and watch the Wizard of Oz. I thought, boy, I need a busload of them spiritual people. Amen. We'll really grow the church. But I have to keep on pushing. Amen. And preach to the others. Amen. That would come. And you think, how, Lord, am I ever going to help them spiritually when they do all these dingling things? Amen. Not walking in the Spirit. I have to chase them down. Amen. That's the way the Lord, I guess, is sometimes. Amen. With us, we pray, Lord, bless me. Then we take off and go fishing. Amen. The day that he's got a big outpouring planned for us to come, amen, and really receive that day, and we decide that's a day to, and we come back and say, might have known, that's the way it is. Every time I miss, that's when you have a good service. Well, if you would think about that, if you didn't miss, maybe you wouldn't happen to you. Or if you pray about something, which I know that puts a lot of people in shock, amen, to pray, amen, over something before that you plan it, the Lord might lead you when it don't feel right to take off at that particular time. And when you pray and the Holy Spirit says, no, not this week, and then you go and you get overwhelmed in the Spirit and the power of God, and then you say, whew, man, I'm glad I didn't go ahead and miss. I'm glad I was here and I received, because I prayed, I sought the Lord, and I went by the leadership of the Spirit. Amen. My, we need the Spirit and the power of God, amen, to lead us. We need to pray over every message that we preach. Amen. The song, our praise team leaders needs to pray over every song. Meditate and seek the face of God. And what the Lord wants to do is pour out upon us. What the devil wants to do is for us to chase rabbits, go to thinking about something else. Amen. Get our time, amen, all filled up with other stuff, so that we don't spend the time that we need to, amen, with God. Amen. Seeking the face of the Lord over situations. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Amen. Sometimes you know when people does this ding-a-ling stuff. Now you know that person. Amen. Now they're done gone to be. They're gone now. Gone. They're dead. I hope they went to be with the Lord. But anyhow, that's between them and God. Amen. I know they didn't pray over that. You think the Lord's going to lead them to stay home and watch Wizard of Oz? No. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe they need to be filled with the Spirit more than watching the Munchkins sing and the little flowers, amen, sing as they skip down the yellow brick road, or talk about was it Toto or whatever his name was, the little dog, and the wicked witch of the Washington D.C., the wicked witch of wherever, amen, that there might be from, amen. But listen, the Lord wants us to follow his Spirit, amen, and be led. So here they was, they was getting ready to die, but it looked like everybody knew that they wasn't going to make it, but they walked on through the fire. They walked on. They faced that thing. Amen. Sometimes we can look at a situation and we spend more time dreading it than we do preparing for it. Amen. And most of the time, things may not be as bad as what they seem if we'll continue on to walk in the fire. Sometimes we give up, amen, because something looks like it's going to be horrific, but it's not that bad. I had a friend of mine said this years ago, and I've used it quite a bit down through the years. He said there was 10 problems on a wagon headed directly to my house, but 9 fell off before it got there. And you know that's the way a lot of stuff is. We dread things. We get scared of things. We get all worked up thinking this is going to be awful, when as it turns out, it's not bad at all. As it turns out, it's not near as bad as we thought that it was going to be. Amen. God always gets us through it. We've got to learn to walk in the fire. Continue on. Amen. In the situation that we're going. I'm having to preach to me today a little bit too. I've got to continue to go on. I've got to push regardless. Amen. Of how people act and what that they do. And you know, sometimes I get excited. Amen. Over new people coming into the church. Oh, it feels good. Man, it was wonderful. It's encouraging. Woo, this is so exciting. Yeah, put it on Facebook. We done had 5 saved this week. Baptized 5 people. Yeah, and 3 weeks later, I ain't in church. Amen, because somebody said, boo. Or the devil said, would you like to go to hell? Well, sure, I'll just get out of church and go with you. Let's go. And they don't have any perseverance. They don't learn to walk through the fire. They don't learn to push themselves to continue on. I remember the day that I got saved. Oh, man, it's such a wonderful feeling. I remember how wonderful it was. And the next morning, I started to work. Oh, man, all of that I felt the afternoon before, the devil came and started saying, you didn't really get it. You just got that stuff in your mind. You just got that stuff in your head. You done went and told everybody that you've been called to preach. You can't preach, boy. You don't know nothing about the Bible. You don't know nothing about how to preach. You are such a nut. You've messed up. And now then you're going to look stupid out there telling everybody you got saved, telling everybody that God called you to preach. I said, Lord, is what he telling me the truth? Lord, if you'll let me feel what I felt yesterday one more time, I won't ever question it. But I need to know that I really did get it. I need to know that I absolutely know I really was called.
Thank you for watching our TV program. We hope that it's been a blessing to you. We could use your financial support. The TV program is doing better. We've got a few more contributions from the Chicago area. And also, we've got some now coming in from the New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico area. We thank God for that. However, a one-time contribution is sure a blessing, and it sure does help. But in order to continue, we need your monthly support. Our program bills, TV and radio comes just like clockwork every month, and we sure do need monthly support. Also, we are doing our Kenya Christmas fund for the orphans in Kenya. When we were there in 2019, we had 16 churches. Now we've got 30 churches, lots of orphans. And you can write on your check for Kenya, or you can put a note in envelope with your money order saying for Kenya, or perhaps you want to do a portion, so much for Kenya, so much for the TV. Just let the Lord lead you and guide you on that. But we do need your monthly support, and we sure appreciate it, for without it, we would not be here. You can send your check or money order to Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, Kentucky, 42142. Again, that's Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, GLASGOW, KY for Kentucky, 42142.
too. Also, we will be happy to give a contribution letter and mail it out to you the first part of this next year, so you can have your money. Donations would all be tax deductible, as long as you've got an address and a name, so we can send you that contribution letter. We'll be happy to do that. Thank you. God bless you. And please help us pray for this ministry. God's allowing us to touch many people with the message of the love of Jesus and the repentance that's needed for all the folks in not only Kentucky, but all around the world. God bless you. Thank you so much.
HLERadio.com, Jennings, Louisiana.